All right, let's go, Janelle.
Let's hear about these long-legged
killer wasps. Yeah.
Not killer ones.
I hate wasps. Scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, most people are afraid of wasps.
They're long and they just look mean.
There's a lot of different species, but like we're seeing a lot of paper wasps right now, which are the ones, they're big and they have the long dangly legs. And most people will ask me, like, why are they there? What are they after? What's up with their legs? So let's give out some facts. Okay. So all of the workers are female in the colony. They're very social, meaning they use pheromones to communicate with each other. I remember a long time ago, my grandfather, he had a beautiful garden in Chicago, and he would kill a wasp and like leave it on the cement and be like, that's a warning for all the other wasps. And that there's science behind that, because they emit a pheromone that then warns the rest of them, like, don't come over here. I just died. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a pheromone that says attack.
Well, they use pheromones for different things, and that's how they communicate.
Got it.
But yeah, there is truth in that. I realized that. But they're not going to be after just your cans of pop. They do like sugary stuff, obviously.
My daughter got bit by stung. I don't think it was a wasp, but by a bee that went inside of her on the lip because it got inside her soda
can.
That
was probably a yellow jacket.
Yeah, it was a yellow jacket.
Yep. Those don't have long legs, but they're very aggressive, and they will sting over and over and over.
Yeah.
And they actually like raw meat just as much as they like sugary drinks and beer. So if you're outside grilling and you have like a
you're
tray
describing
of-
Mike.
Well played, Jeremy. Well played.
So if you're grilling and you bring out a tray of chicken and all of a sudden you've got wasps swarming you, that's why, is they're after the protein in the raw meat. And that's what they feed to the larva. And in turn, the larva emits this, well, they kind of like regurgitate this sugary substance, and that's what feeds the adults. But regardless, they're all dangerous. They send thousands of people to the hospital every summer. And they're nothing to mess with on your own. If you guys see nests on your property, please don't be like any of these idiots in these reels that you see where they're like taking garbage bags and going up underneath a big nest and trying to do it themselves. You're going to get hurt and you will become the statistic.
What about those people that take gasoline in a jar? You see it. They take gasoline in a jar.
Yeah.
Go up underneath the nest and put it up against the roof or the ceiling or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then they inhale. What's that all about?
I don't know. It's that's just, you're asking for it. That's so dumb.
That doesn't kill the wasps?
I mean, like, to get that close to something that could potentially put you in the hospital, that's
you're
just
out of your
dumb.
Mind. Yeah. And they're on a ladder holding a glass jar with gasoline.
Like, what are you thinking?
What could possibly go wrong?
So,
I can't wait for any hits that I get on this video. That's probably what they're thinking.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You got grandma smoking in the lawn chair underneath.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she ends up in.
So why are they there? Right? Why are they attaching to your house opposed to the tree?
Yeah, they're thriving right now.
Is it fruit trees?
No, and it depends on the species, but this time of year, everybody's out. There's dumpsters overflowing too, especially in the city. There's plenty of things for them to eat, but it's peak forage season and peak nesting and egg laying season. So
why? Is it
because it's the summer? Weather triggers.
Yeah. Weather triggers
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're horny and they want to get some. Does that stinging people help them?
No, it's a defense.
It doesn't
help them do it. I mean, it just helps them survive, I guess. But
so it doesn't help them reproduce in any.
No, they're just defending. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they can sting over and over and over. Their stingers don't have a barb like honeybees.
No way.
So they don't die after stinging you once. They can just attack over and over. There's another species I want to talk about. It's the black and white one called the bald-faced hornet. And those are the ones that build the like basketball-sized nests in trees. And those are the most aggressive stingers we see every year. And something that's super crazy about them is that they remember faces.
Yeah, this is the facial recognition one.
Yes, facial recognition.
Holy cow.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Which
bald-faced hornet. It's not a true hornet. It's a wasp, but it's the white and black ones. And
so if they like you and they won't bother you, but if they facially recognize you,
let me set up a story, okay?
Yeah.
So like say you and Jeremy are in the yard and you notice this nest in the tree and Jeremy's like, hey, what happens if we throw this ball at it? And
I would never do that. I would never do that.
Okay, but just say if you did.
Okay, fair.
Right? And you were like, no, Jer, don't do it. it's going to come after him because so it remembers the attacker's face.
I'm wearing David Hochberg mask. Yeah, just a face every time that I'm going to be by Wasp Nest. And we'll see how many times you get stung this
huge
summer.
Seller at Hanukkah.
At Hanukkah.
And Purim. That's another one we could dress up.
Yeah. So then do your technicians wear different masks?
Yeah, you know, when they it's try to eradicate these? We have a lot of technicians who have worked for us for like 20, 30 years, right? And they're fearless and they're like, I don't need any of that. But it's like, a lot of the newbies will like send them out and it's like, oh, you don't need that. But that's how they get broken in, basically. Yeah, no.
But you see these knuckleheads with the spray can and a lighter,
right? Like, right, DIY flamethrower.
You would.
They're going to trace that stream back to that person's hand and attack them. Like, why would you risk that? That's because just you have dumb.
Is there a different season where they're more aggressive and less aggressive? Like you said, they're making babies right now. Yeah, so but I don't know. I feel like they'd be calm.
Every year, fall around like apple picking season. That's because like all the fruit is on the trees. Yeah, exactly.
We got to take a quick break. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out. They have challenges.
Free quote, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.